God does not judge by appearances, but looks into the heart. In our first reading, we heard how God chose a king for Israel. He sent the prophet Samuel to the home of Jesse. And by all appearances, even the prophet himself thought, must be the older son, he's the tallest. By appearances, he's the one to be chosen. But God does not judge by appearances. And he looked into the heart of each of the sons and ultimately came to the youngest and chose David to be the king of the people. Our Lord has a way of choosing what is not the obvious, not judging by appearances. In our gospel, Jesus is to teach a lesson for the people of his day and for people of every day, to be open to the truth, to look and see the truth. And the way he teaches seeing the truth is through the eyes of a blind man, the one who couldn't see physically, but yet his heart was opened to seeing the Lord. Whereas those who could see physically put blinders up and refused to see what was right in front of them. Prejudice, prejudging, putting blinders, limitations on our vision, putting people in boxes, all of them are like this. They fit in this box. Isms, we hear of a lot of isms today, racism, sexism. There's another ism that I think is taking a terrible toll on our society. It's called ageism. All this mania for downsizing companies. We have to make more profits, more profits. So where do the people turn often to get to that bottom line? Start cutting the payroll. Let's push these people out. You know, they're older. Even though these may have been the very people that made the company profitable in the first place. Judging by appearances. In our scripture reading 2 weeks ago, we heard how our God judges. And it's not by appearances. If you remember the story of Abraham and Sarah, they were called to a new mission in their life, a whole new journey of faith at the age of 75. For some of you who can remember, have a little bit of age, maybe you can remember back into the 1960s. Remember, there was, at that time, the largest organization in the world made a startling choice. For their CEO, they chose a man who was 76 years old. And those who at that time suffered from ageism said, what's he going to do? He's not going to do anything. Well, we look back 35 years later and we say, yeah, he did do something. Pope John the 23rd did quite a lot to help us expand our vision of what it means to be church. Prejudice, it exists in every age. Prejudging, we hear it in the gospel this morning. The prejudice of the time, this blind man, person who has a disability, what sin did he commit? Or did his parents commit? The prejudice that somehow suffering comes from sin. And if someone is disabled, they must have done something wrong. And Jesus said, no, it's not because of sin. Actually, it's to give glory to God. And through this man's blindness, through his disabling condition, the Lord lifted him up to be a light for all ages. Jesus challenged the appearances of the time. I used to work in a retreat center where we would run retreats for high school kids. And we had a standard activity we used to do with the kids to help them build community, but also to reflect on what does it mean to believe, to have faith, to have trust. It's called a blind trust walk. And what we have is We'd send them out in twos, and one would put a blindfold on, and the other student would lead, and then they would change roles. One group came in from a high school, and one of the students in the group was blind. And we didn't change anything. We had them do the trust walk again, and the blind student led a sighted student around. And after the activity, all the students came back together, and I remember, we must have done this activity with 50 different schools, and I remember that one time, there seemed to be more learning happened in that one time, because the students who were sighted were intrigued. They were opened up to experience what their classmate experienced every day, to see life through the eyes of another, even if the other's eyes were blinds. But that other person was a gift and taught these young people, taught all of us, something about what it means to experience life each day. There is life. How we are as a nation blessed by those who by appearances suffer from a disability. And let's face it, don't we all have some disabilities? Just some of our disabilities show and others don't show. How we're blessed. We've made a lot of progress as a country in our Disabilities Act, where we open our communities to all. But it's easy to regress. It's easy to forget what we've learned. It's easy to sink back into the prejudice. Abortion. Today, it's become almost standard procedure in too many places in our country that if they do a test before a child is born and they find out the child may appear to be disabled, it's grounds for abortion. Our society judges by appearances. Oh, that child really wouldn't want to live. That child's heart does not have a right to beat. And this terrible trend we're seeing as it slides all the way over, where respect life at one side affects the whole spectrum, now to assisted suicide. Good old Dr. Kevorkian, he's helping everybody. How long will it be until a society that judges by appearances will say, your appearance is not right? Isn't it time for you to move on? Our God does not judge by appearances, but our God does judge. What type of a judgment is there on a society that grants life, that gives a heart only to those who meet certain appearances? Jesus didn't worry about appearances. Jesus entered into the messiness of this life. He became one of us. He healed us ultimately with the ultimate mess, the mess of the cross and suffering. And he used the stuff of this life, the mud, to heal the blind man. Kind of like a mud pack that people put on to clean their face. Ironically, putting dirt on our face in order to clean the pores. Sometimes we need that. We need the messiness to come to healing. Today we celebrate a wonderful feast of St. Patrick. We have representatives here from the Ancient Order of Hibernians, a nation and peoples throughout the century have benefited by this man, Patrick, who brought this good news to a pagan people. But Patrick was first brought to Ireland as a slave, kidnapped. But God ultimately used the suffering of slavery to bring salvation to a people. Faith sees the goodness even in the mess. You may have heard the story about parents. They were a little concerned about their son. He always saw the good in everything, and they figured, well, we got to teach him that life isn't always good. And so they came up with this plan. They figured, what we'll do is, instead of buying him toys, what we're going to do, we're going to get him a room, and we're just going to fill it up with manure, horse manure. And so they did. They filled this room up with manure. The boy came bounding down the stairs one morning and said, we have the gift that's in this room. He went in the room. They closed the door. 5 minutes later, they hear this boy singing, yippee, yay. They say, what? Can he see in there? And they go in. They open the door, and here he is throwing the manure in the air, saying, yay! And they say, why are you so happy? He's saying, with all this manure, there's got to be a pony here somewhere. Where is the manure in your life? The mud. Is there a pony there somewhere? In the eyes of faith, maybe we need to see beyond the appearance. Maybe in the manure and what seems to be the negative, maybe there's only fertilizer for growth in our spiritual life, especially during the season of spiritual growth, this season of Lent, when we consciously put the mud on ourselves, we put the ashes on to remind ourselves that ultimately we are ashes, and without our God's Spirit, we would not even exist, that our God, who sees beyond the appearances, sees to the heart. Let's join during the season with our own catechumens who prepare to go to the pool, to be washed at the Easter vigil, to be washed in the waters of baptism as we were washed. And as we go forth and we bless ourselves, or on Easter day as we're sprinkled with the Easter water, let some of that water hit you in the eye. Clean your eye. Heal your eye of the blinders, of the blind spots, the prejudices, the judging by appearances that we do, that our God does not do. And ask in faith, Lord, let me see as you see. And then with the eyes of faith, we no longer see merely the appearances of bread broken or wine poured. We begin to see the body and blood of Christ. And if we expand our sight beyond our prejudices, we can look around us and see also in the brokenness of us as a people, the body of Christ gathered here and out there. O Lord, I am not worthy, but only say the word. And if in faith you do ask, you will be healed.